Today on Real Radio.
David didn't complain about it. He looked back at his past and he rejoiced in it and saw God's strong hand in it. And he said, hey, here's the deal. Saul, I don't know if you know who I am. It's not really important. I'm just a punk shepherd kid, but God has been with me for a long time. I know it.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through this Old Testament book of 1 Samuel. We're in a multi-part series within a series taken from chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. This, of course, records the account of young David actually running toward the battle between Israel and the Philistines. And, of course, the most notorious of these uncircumcised Philistines was the so-called champion Goliath of Gath. And we all know what happened to him. Lots to be gleaned from this part of Scripture, which is why Pastor Jack has made this into a multi-part series. Again, it's taken from chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. It's called Winning the Battles of Life.
Church, do you believe it? Do you really believe that when someone dies, listen, have you seen it on the tombstone, rest in peace? There should be a question mark at the other end of that. Rest in peace. I don't know. Are they? The answer is no, by the way. The answer is no to that. If a person believes in Jesus Christ, they are not resting in peace. Did you know that? If you're born again and you die and you go to heaven, you are not resting in peace. You are rejoicing in praise. And if you die without Jesus Christ, really intense pain. The Bible teaches that eternity for the saved and the unsaved is eternal. Those that are in heaven will live an eternal life. And John chapter 5 and Daniel chapter 12 teaches that those who go to hell will live an eternal death or dying. Can you imagine? No, you can't imagine. I can't. Tonight, part four of our study tonight, we can rest assured about this battle of life because you know why? We know the ending. Aren't you glad? When I got saved, I can tell you a little trick here. Anybody newly converted to Jesus, you've met him recently? I did not start at the beginning of the book. I read the end of the book first. I did. I read the book of Revelation. I found out we win. And it gave me a lot of comfort. And from there, okay, I got to venture out into other books of the Bible with the confidence of knowing, hey, all those who put their trust in Jesus Christ shall not be ashamed, neither shall they perish. It's great news. So tonight we look to our first point of this evening, winning the wars of life and knowing the end. We see this. Number one, jot it down. Our faith needn't be shaken. Our faith needn't be shaken at all because verses 31 to 37 reads this way. Now, when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul. And he sent for him. That is, Saul sent for David. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. That's the Goliath, the giant. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. Can you imagine this young teenager saying this to the king of Israel? And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth and he a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came in and took a lamb and out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered that lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against and caught me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this, and oh, I wish I could see David's face. And you could, oh, I'm sorry, maybe he was really calm about it, but I kind of see David's finger just kind of go, and this uncircumcised Philistine, and he points maybe across the hill, over through the valley, over to the other side, where that big behemoth of flesh is standing there, rattling around in his armor. And David's going, you see this uncircumcised Philistine? We'll be like one of them. Seeing, and listen to the reason, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. Oh, that's passion for God, isn't it? That is love for God. No wonder why he was the psalm writer. It's one of those things, you know, where I can talk about my mama and you can talk about your mama, but don't you ever talk about my mama. You know that thing? Guys know that thing. Look, you can talk about your God all you want, and I can talk about my God all I want. But when you talk about my God the way that Philistine had talked about David's God, listen, that Philistine was in big trouble. And I want you to know that David's not out of control. His emotions aren't overruling. This is the divine appointment. For he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. Now, I don't want to spend more than a second or so on that last statement. Saul has been hiding. Remember, he's the tallest guy in Israel. Remember? He's the tallest guy in Israel. He's dressed for battle. So it's only natural. Goliath is saying, hey, send over your big boy. Well, the big boy was the king. But the king had the heart of a pea. And he was scared to death. And here's this young teenager. And he says, hey, listen. By the power of God, I've beaten up a bear. I've beaten up a lion. And if God gave me the ability to do that, to spare one little lamb. Kind of reminds you of Jesus, doesn't it? Then step aside, King. I'll take care of this. And in my gut, and I may be dead wrong, but the carnality of Saul says, you know what? Go and the Lord be with you. Why don't you just put a guillotine around your neck, kid, and go fall in a ditch? I mean, why don't you just go hang yourself? I mean, here, you know what, Junior? Why don't you go take a hike? The armies of Israel are encamped, and here's a shepherd kid. Jewish scholars speculate somewhere between 15 to 22 years of age. Young guy. Well, listen, our faith needn't be shaken. Christian, jot it down. If you don't jot it down, something's wrong with you, because there's going to come a time when your faith is going to be challenged. And man's promises are no good, but I can say on the word of the Lord, it will come to us. So number one, my friend, our faith needn't be shaken. It'd be attacked, it'd be hit, but it doesn't have to be shaken because of this. Our very existence is in His hands right now. You know that's true right now? I know you don't feel like it. I hope you do, though. After that powerful worship, I feel like jumping over the moon right now. I got to tell you, I didn't feel like that when I came in here tonight. Tonight was a great night to stay home. Did you know that? It was a beautiful day, wasn't it? I want to sit out in the backyard tonight. I'm glad I came. Because number one, in worship, we did damage to the kingdom of darkness. And secondly, I am reminded that my very existence is in the hands of God right now. And the fun thing is, the unbeliever can be here tonight. I don't care about God. He doesn't exist. I don't care. And this is a bunch of nincompoop stuff. I don't believe. And all God has to do is grab a little tiny little vessel in your heart or in your brain and go, and you go, God, 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 come in, please. Woo, you know, God, are you there? Are you listening? God, who I don't believe in, come in. He has a way of getting your attention. Your very existence is in the hand of God. What a great thing to know as a church, as believers. And the Lord reminds me, your existence is in my hands. I'm holding you along the freeway, wherever you go at work, I'm holding you. When you're going down the hallway at that company, or when you're in that airplane, or when you're working with those guys on that project, or when you're doing this thing, or when that boss calls you in for this situation, you are in the hands of the living God. Christian, don't let your faith be shaken. David's faith is not shaken because he knows where his life is. God delivered me from killing, or having a bear kill me and having a lion kill me, and in turn, I killed the bear and the lion. For what? A little lamb. Now, don't you think maybe God would have said, look, the poor bear, look at the bear. It's just a bear. It is a cute little thing. Let him eat a lamb. And it's just a little lion. I mean, look, lions have to eat too. Just let him eat the lamb. There was a principle. God was teaching David, listen, he's been teaching you and I since we were born, that he's with us, he has a plan for our lives, and he's brought us through some things. And boy, do we have some stories, don't we? He brought us through some things, and now we're waking up to the realization that, hey, could that have been the bear or the lion situation in my life to prepare me for the giants that I'm now living with? I have no doubt about that. No doubt at all. What's going on in your life? It's for a great reason. God knows about our very existence, and he knows about it right now, and he's holding our lives in his hands. We learn that in verses 31 and 32. Look at verses 33 to 36. Our faith needn't be shaken because you know what? We're well taken care of. Did you know that? We're well taken care of. And Saul said to David, you are not able. Listen to this man talk. You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are just a young kid. You're a youth. You belong to the youth group. No one's going to take you seriously. You belong to the youth group. You're just a punk. And he's a man of war. In fact, he's been a man of war all the days of his life since he was a kid. This guy was so big when he was a teenager, he was beating everybody up. But you're just a little shepherd boy. Verse 34, but David says to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. Every man that God has used to deliver his people, have you noticed, have been shepherds. The most despised, ridiculous job in Israel. Did you know that? You say, Jack, are you sure? Jesus was a carpenter and all that stuff, but he called himself like our shepherd, you know. Yeah, I know that. But a shepherd in Israel is a despised occupation. David was, in fact, you remember back in previous studies when Samuel came looking for him, all of the sons were paraded in front of him for choosing who's to be king. And he says, is this it? Is this all your sons? And he says, no, I got one other son, but he is a shepherd. He's out with the sheep. He's got a zero job. You can't take a zero job and make the guy into a king, you know. And that's exactly what God loves to do. The truth of the matter is, and all of these events that took place in verses 33 to 36, isn't it beautiful? Class, listen, David didn't complain about it. He looked back at his past and he rejoiced in it and saw God's strong hand in it. And he said, hey, here's the deal. Saul, I don't know if you know who I am. It's not really important. I'm just a punk shepherd kid, but God has been with me for a long time. I know it. I don't think he convinced Saul. Saul will be convinced by God later. But But the truth is, Jesus, and Jesus' love for us, his love for me, I see in this passage, it's my strength. It's my comfort that my God would come from heaven and wage a war, as it were, in this life and put up with all the stuff that goes on in this world to die on the cross, to be risen from the dead for me. And spiritually, now devotionally, in a meditative way, I would suggest this. Hasn't Jesus, apparently from what we're learning here, hasn't his mighty hand delivered us from the paw of the bear, whatever the bear may be? I know this. He's delivered us from the jaws of the lion. For the Bible says Satan is like, you know, he's not a lion. It says he's like a lion. That means he's not, but he's like one, roaming around, seeking whom he may devour. Does that make you nervous? It shouldn't. Make you whistle down a dark alley some night? It shouldn't. Because if that roaming lion seems to show up and go, you know what? Jesus has plucked every one of the teeth and fangs right out of his mouth. He's defeated our great shepherd. He takes care of us well. You see, Jack, I don't know about that. I mean, I know it in my head. But in my heart, I don't know. I'm really going through it. I heard someone recently say, I'm done with him. I've had enough of this, and I'm done with Jesus. That evokes a weird emotion, you know? Because you don't know what's going on. There's an incredible amount of pain involved, no doubt. But when I think, can a person go so low and go so far down? Can a person agree with Peter and say, I give up? I don't even know the man. Will Jesus be with him there? Boy, that's something for us to deal with right now in our hearts as people, isn't it? As believers in God. How far will God go with us? Might I remind you that Peter denied Jesus Christ to the point of cursing? And did Jesus go up to him and say, you know, I always, always thought, you being the big guy, your mouth would never stop. You're always yapping on. And now look at you, you big loser. This is exactly what I expected from you. Oh, follow me, I'm Peter, I'm the big guy. And now when the chips are down, you cave in on me, you bail out on the whole thing, and you're cursing the day that you ever met me. That is not our God. I am not going to ask you to show your hand. You don't have to. Has there ever been a day in your life when you said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God, if you love me, what's going on? Well, he will not forsake you, no matter how you feel. His love for us is our strength. Isn't there just a time in your life when you just got to stop when nothing makes sense and you say, you know what, God's my comfort. This chair's not making me comfortable. This situation, you know, you can go check into a, what's the highest star hotel you can get into? Like, what is that? A 5. So let's say you check into a 6. And you know, if your heart's not resting in the everlasting arms of Jesus, you won't sleep well. Can you imagine? I remember we went to Russia in 1993, I think it was, and the airline was trying to get our business in the future. It was great. It was Alitalia, the airline of the Pope. You know, it's the Pope's airline. And Italy wanted our Calvary Chapel's business, so we were the guinea pig. It was great. I remember they flew us to Madrid, us the team, and we stayed in a room. We stayed in a hotel where presidents have stayed, and I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars it was a night to stay in that place. We didn't have to pay a penny, a penny. And then you wake up, and it's like, well, I don't know. I would have rather laid out $600 and slept on that instead, you know. No, listen, when your heart's right with God, I'm not talking about a life with no bumps, a life with no problems. We've got problems. But when you're crying out to the Lord and when you're lifting your life up unto the Lord, it's going to work because He's at work for you. Verse 37 teaches us this, that our faith needn't be shaken because you know what? Our defender is greater than any enemy, and that's true right now. Our defender is God. Jesus Christ is your defender. It says here in the 37th verse, moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, He will, listen to him, He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. How many months could we spend on this statement here? He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. How did he know that? Come on, church, how did he know it? How could that boy have been so sure? Well, you know, Jack, it's the Bible, and you know, it's the guy might have wrote it after it all happened, and he was kind of sitting back under a tree and thought, boy, you know, this will sound good 5,000 years from now. Nope. Teenager, what's going on in your life?
No, brother, I don't want to talk about it.
That's it. Jot down in your little journalette that thing you don't want to talk about. Chances are it is custom made by God.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Winning the Battles of Life. Winning the Battles of Life is actually a riveting and valuable multi-part miniseries taken from our verse-by-verse look at 1 Samuel. Now, of course, chapter 17 is the familiar account of the Philistine giant Goliath being slain by the younger, smaller, and less armed David. We'll continue with more of Winning the Battles of Life on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this series, Winning the Battles of Life, is available for you in a 5-CD set. You know, Scripture is full of military and battle references, both metaphorical and literal. Why? Well, because quite honestly, if you're a true believer, you are in a war. That's the truth, whether you want to be or not. Here's the good news. Our chief commander-in-chief is in control. And of course, he, and only he, is the Most High God. These are the topics Pastor Jack addresses in his series called Winning the Battles of Life. Now, here's our offer. For your gift to the broadcast outreach of Real Radio of any amount, we'll send you Pastor Jack's 5-CD set, Winning the Battles of Life. Now, whether you call, click, or write, mention it by name, Winning the Battles of Life, and we'll get it right out to you. Visit us at our new reallifewithjackhibbs.org website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and then click on Special Offer, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or for the mere cost of a stamp, send your tax-deductible gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact info can be found at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.